This is WJMA, your sports address for Orange and the Five County area. This edition of the Virginia News is presented by WJMA as a public service. With tonight's report, Ross Hunter.
On the local scene, most major roads in this area were open enough to permit travelers to get to Charlottesville and Richmond. The highways leading to Washington have not as yet been open, but as of 6 tonight, this is the way the situation looked. First, a report from the Madison County Sheriff's Department.
Well, our major roads are in pretty decent shape at the present time.
The highway department in Culpeper has this condition report.
We got 231 closed from Route 230 to Route 662.
Power was restored to Madison Mill this afternoon at 425 after being off since 1140 last night. VEPCO manager William Sanders comments on that job.
Well, they're still out there. They haven't come in yet, so I
think... In Gordonsville this morning, the mayor advised users of the town's water supply to boil water for about 15 minutes before using it for cooking or drinking. We asked Dr. William Graybeal about any danger to health.
Well, as I understand it, we have service water.
This morning, Orange Town manager Ed Lax issued this statement to Orange residents about the town's water supply.
I'm asking all the citizens of the town of Orange to please conserve the use of the water.
Late this afternoon, we asked Orange County agent Ted Carroll about the extent of crop and farm property damage in this area.
Today, Thursday, I have just completed
a survey. Meanwhile, as Orange enjoyed a day of relief from the storm, Fredericksburg was feeling its effects.
The Rappahannock River at Fredericksburg is now expected to crest at about 7 o'clock tonight, according to observers.
And that's the news from Fredericksburg.
And that wraps up the local scene. Alex Formwalt will be back with more Virginia news after this.
Come on, take a